Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to welcome the extended crowd for tonight. We actually are sharing with this recording with the alumni. And I'd just like to welcome everyone and thank you for joining. Tonight's topic is on Hanukkah, on the proper time, the ideal time to light candles. How about lighting earlier? And what about if you can't light on time? Can you light later? And just to be mechazek, everybody, should be zoche, wherever you are, if you're in grad school or in work, to continue to be a Or LaGoyim, to make a living Kiddush Hashem,
Amen.
And to be mechazek in all of your limudim, all your beauty team,
Amen.
And you're, of course, always invited and encouraged to join us in our shiur. And we meet Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Sunday.
So here we go. It says in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Bet, Mitzvata Mishetishka Chama. We're going to see that the word Mishetishka is actually very important, the way it's being used. But loosely, we'll just say when the sun goes down, Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, until the time where people stop walking around in the marketplace. That's the time of the mitzvah of Nerot Chanukah. The Gemara has the Hava Mina, which I skipped on the sheet, that thinks that perhaps it means that it must be lit for the entire duration, that even if it goes out, you have to relight it. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, the point of this Memra over here is, we have this back on the sheet now, the Ilo Adlik Madlik. Vinami L'Shiura. It's to tell you that if you have not yet lit, you should light. And alternatively, it's teaching you l'shiura, that when you do light, originally, it should have that shiur, that it should be able to potentially stay lit for the entire duration, from shetishkara chama until shetichle regel minashuk. That is the Gemara. The question is, what does the Gemara mean from when it says meshetishka, and the sun goes down? So this past Shabbat, we learned about the Zmanim Rabbeinu Tam, and what Shkia is, what Tzedek Kochavim is. We're going to get to there soon, Bezat Hashem, in the next section. We'll see, if you recall some of the Lashanot from that we taught about on Shabbat, we'll see that they're actually alluding to that right now, but we'll get there. Says Tosfot, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, in Menachot, Tav Chaf Amubet, Dimeshetishka Hachama, the Gemara there is talking about a different halakha entirely, talking about Notar, but it says the same Lashon Meshetishka Chama. So Mashma Sof Shkiyat Chama. Okay, so we're going to get into that. What does it mean, Sof and Tchila? But the end of Shkia, Shekfar Shaka'a Chama, which means it's not when the sun sets, it means it already had set. Aval Meshkiyat Chama Mashma Mitchilat Shkia. So the Tosfot there says there's two different Lashonot. Meshetishka Chama is different from Shkiyatacha. If it says Mishkiya, if it says Mishkiya, it would imply from the sunset. Meshetishka is telling you later than that. It's at the end point of the Shkiya, which we're going to explain what that means. Teda, medamrin gabe ner Chanukah mitzvata meshetishka chama. He brings a raya from our sugya by Shabbat, by Ner Chanukah, that since it says there the same Lashon, Mishetishka, it doesn't say Mishkiya, it says Mishetishka Chama, from there, Ve'i B'tchilat Shkiya, if you're going to tell me that means the beginning part of Shkiya, which means when the sun actually goes down, sunset, Adayin Hu Yom Gadol, you still have a long time of the day left. Ve'ava Shraga B'tiara, you know what's Shraga B'tiara? Shraga, yeah, like the light is betiara. It's still during daytime.
That is dwindling.
So imagine a candle in the middle of the day. What's a candle in the middle of the day? It does nothing. It's meaningless.
It's like a torch.
Yeah, like a flame. So it's like a flame in the middle of the day, which doesn't do anything. That's the point, right? If you turn on a flashlight, use your phone light, or whatever, turn on the middle of the day, it's like meaningless. It's only when there's darkness that it makes a difference. So Tosfot says it's logically got to be where it's actually dark. That's when we have to light the Chanukiah. But otherwise, what are you doing? What Pirsum Hanes is there, right? If you look down in footnote 1, We have a bunch of other Rishonim who say this. Tosfos says it in Zohachim, Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar, Sefer Manhig. But there he gives the reasoning. Veleka Pirsume Nisa. Part of the logic here is that if you light and still od Yom Gadol, it's still daytime, so then you're going to be lacking in Pirsume Nes. So it must be that when Chazal were Metaken, when they're Metaken the mitzvah, it was at a time where you would be able to, the light would actually be impactful, and so it's got to be that it's not Shkiah, it's later than Shkiah.
Yes. Is this a little bit different?
Yeah, similar thing. Good. Excellent. Yes. B'kavanatam lomar. So the Mefarshim explain what this means. It means shezman hadaka betzeta kochavim. What they mean, what also means there is tzeta kochavim. Moshe Amru betanit. So we'll see soon. This is connected. The first Tosa we said was in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. That Tosa there gets into the Shitat Rabbeinu Tam, like we talk about for Motzei Shabbat, of when Shkia is and when Tzedek Kochavim is. It's the same Tosa there. So that's what they mean. Sof Shkia, what they mean is Tzedek Kochavim. So now, we have similar areas where it's used. Kmo Shemru B'Ta'anit, it says in Masachet Ta'anit, Yud Bet, Kol Ta'anit, Shelo Shaka'a Lav Chama, Lo Ta'anit. Any Ta'anit that did not, the Chama was not Shaka'a, it is not called a Ta'anit. Which means he didn't make it through the night time, till the night. It's not considered to be a real fast. And what does it mean? He fasted during the day, but he didn't make it to Tzedek Kochavim. Eno Ta'anit. Does not count as a Ta'anit. So you got to make it till Tzedek Kochavim. So that's the point. When it says, when the Rabbeinu Tam says, Mishatishka Chaman, he says, just like in Chanukah, he means the end Shkia, which what his point, what he really means is Tzedek Kochavim, not the beginning when the actual sun goes down, but a little bit later we'll talk about exactly when that is. A little bit later, which is Tzedek Kochavim. Welcome. Says we're in the Beit Yosef. Says the Beit Yosef, back in Yilchot Chanukah, Tafresh Ein Bet. V'nir'a shedikdek Rabbeinu, meaning the tour, was careful to write lichtov misof. Shkiyat Chama. So he says the Torah is midaktek. He didn't say from Shkiyat. Misof Shkiyat Chama, like what Rabbeinu Tam says. Mishum detchilat Shkiyat Chama adayin Yom Gadol. Right? So because you still have a lot of time, we'll see. You still have approximately an hour. Right? Some recap from Shabbat. Yeah? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, when the sun goes down, we'll see specifically soon, but when the sun goes down, you have approximately another hour until nightfall. Right? So therefore, if you say that you light from the Shkia when the sun actually goes down at sunset, so that's why all these Rishonim, they're all saying, you still have a long time, you still have another hour of daytime. Okay, so it can't be that's when the mitzvah is. So it says the Beit Yosef, the tour purposely wrote, Sof Shkia, to tell you what? Tzedek Kochavim. That's the point. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, now, the Beit Yosef does not use the word Tzedek Kochavim, but it seems to be clear, based on the above, that that's what it means. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Chanukah also, Em adaki ner Chanukah kodem shetishka chama, ela im sof shkiyata. Same thing, like the Torah, sof shkiyata. Now, the Lashon here is actually, we're going to see soon, it's like, we're going to quote it later, the Rambam, he actually says a similar Lashon, lo me'acharim, lo makdimin. You're not allowed to do it later. You're not allowed to do it earlier. It's got to be at that time, at Tzedek Kochavim. If you look in the bottom, it's mentioned that he's quoting the Rambam, but he added in a word, the word Sof. The Rambam does not have the word Sof Shkia. It just says Stam Shkia. Now it depends how you learn the Rambam. Does the Rambam mean Sof Shkia, or he means like Tzedek Kochavim, or he means, right, or he means the actual Shkia? Okay. Okay. Or you mean he had the actual Shkia. So the Beit Yosef understood that they say that that's what the Beit Yosef understood in the Rambam, that he means the end. He means like what we just said in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, like Tzedek Kochavim. However, there are, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha, he shows that you can read the Rambam the other way. You can actually read it means like at sunset. So it's not so clear, but that's how Shulchan Aruch is going. Sof Shkia. V'yesh misho omer shim hutarud. Somehow he got busy. He's unable to do it then. Yachol la'adim miplag ha-mincha. Ulemala, he can actually go far back, all the way from plag ha-mincha. And beyond. Ubilbad shiten ba-shem enad shidichle ha-regel b'nashuk. As long as, like the nafkamina we had, the second nafkamina from the top line over here, that you have to load it up, you have to put enough oil so that it'll last. And yes.
But not
in
itself, it's not the effort of the stone, but it's still you can't do it. No?
What are you asking? Correct.
We don't go like that.
We don't go like that. 100%.
I'm sorry, I just want to know.
No problem. Says the Magen Abraham. He learns the same way. High notes at the Kochavim. When Shulchan Aruch is saying Sof Shkia, he means Sete Kochavim, just like we said before. Okay. Kemosh Ketuv Reish Siman Taf Kuf Samech Bet, which is a reference to the Hilchot Taniot. Then he adds in Masechet Sofrim Perek Chaf Mitzvat Hadlakato Meshetishka Chama. So same Meshetishka, like the Gemara said, Vimidliku Bayom En Otim Mimenu Ben Mevrachin Alav Shekach Amru En Mevrachin Alaner Ad Sheyotu Leoro. So similar point, that it's like Shaga B'Tiara. If you light during the daytime, it's a time where you would not have gotten a Hana'ah from the Ner, so it's like ineffective. So it must be that that's not the Zman, and that's why you don't say Bracha on it. So he's saying it's not really the time for the mitzvah itself. Okay, so it's a support for what we're saying. It's really by Tzedek Kochavim. Okay, now, however, this is a big machloket. Says the Gra, Bira Gra. He explains the Shulchan Aruch is also meaning this way, that it's talking about Tzedek Kochavim. However, he says, Aval, Berashma Baran, Mashma Medyashu Tchilat Hashkia. Says, if you look in those Rishonim, then it's the implication is that it's talking about the beginning of Shkia. We learn on Shabbat that the Rashba and the Ran also, Rashba had kind of both ways about him. The Ran was clear that he went like Rabbeinu Tam in terms of the timing of when Shkia is and when Tzedek Kochavim is. So it's just interesting. And he's saying, yet by Hilchot Chanukah, he saw they're referring to the beginning of Shkia, meaning sunset. Ve'yen be'mordechai. Sof Perek Vet, the Shabbat, Shekata, over there in Shabbat, Shekatav de Lashon Meshetishka, Muchach Shut Chilat Hashkia. Look what he says. The Mordechai says the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was saying Meshetishka is different from Mishkia. Rabbeinu Tam said it means the end, like by Tzedek Kochavim. But the Mordechai is saying not like that. He's saying no, Meshetishka implies the opposite, from beginning, from sunset. כמו שכתוב בפרק הפועלים, זה במציאה, משיפקסו, עד שיפקסו, וכולי, וכן עיקר. So, look what he says, it's based on Rashi over there, there's a chiyuv of giving ma'aser on your kishuin, gourds or whatever it is, and tulin, משנופל הפיקס, הפיקס. So it's a certain flower that develops, היינו הפרח שבראשו, a flower that's on the tip. When that flower falls, then that's the time where there's a chiyuv of giving maaser. But the point is, look at the way that the word is conjugated. It says, "Meshei pakesu." That's when it begins to fall. So it's a beginning, not an end thing. So he wants to say, so "Meshe tishka" is from the beginning of shkia. V'chen oagim arbe me'achinu Ashkenazim. So I just add that in, that many Ashkenazim do that. Some depended on whether he prayed Arvit or not. It's not our discussion right now, but that's why you'll find there's different shitot. So we have Shulchan Aruch, we have Magen Avraham saying this, that we go by Tzedek Kochavim. We have the Gra, and that camp is saying from Shkia, from sunset, which is earlier. And then we have some that depends if you prayed Arvit or not. Okay, now says the Pri Chadash. Tell me if you notice something about this Pri Chadash. Which way it goes? Im sov shkiyata perush dehainu tzedek kochavim. He's explaining Shulchan Aruch just like what we said. Sov shkiya means tzedek kochavim. V'zeu leperush Rabbeinu Tam the shkiyata chama kodem elemeshet tishka. In Rabbeinu Tam's world, there's shkiya first, and then there's meshet tishka, which is later, which is by closer to tzedek kochavim. Look what he says though. V'enu ikar. That's their pshat. Shulchan Aruch is one of the Rabbeinu Tam. But it's not the main thing. Elahainu tchilat shkiyat hachama. It says, when is really the mitzvah? Sunset, the beginning of shkiyah. Kedamim peka poali meshipat kesu. He brings the same like raya of the Mordechi. Miki matchile pikusayu v'shu matzati chen b'mordechi. He quotes the Mordechi now. So what's funny about this pre-chadash? What? Right. So what's funny about that? Who? What position was the pre-chadash? What kehilah? To you, everybody's Morocco. At one point, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. Okay, there we go. He was known to be one of the biggest Sephardi Rabbanim that was cholek here and there, not always, but he had here and there. He was cholek on Shulchan Aruch straight up. If he felt that wasn't the pshat in the Gemara or whatever it was, he was willing to be cholek.
Was he the one that was trying to play with his kebab for forgiveness?
I don't know. Okay. So this is another example. He's being cholek based on the sugya on Maran. So now we have two camps. Which way do you think we go?
Maran.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. Says Chazon Avodah. Ana ataka de Maran samchinan. You know what that means?
We go like Maran.
What's taka? Taka is a table.
Okay.
We are somech. Yeah. We are somech. We rely on the shulchan of Maran. Like we're bnei bait, right? Like we're his children. We're somech on his house. Like people that they're somech on their parents' house. Their default position, bin azbanim, they go home or whatever it is. So for the Sfaradim, they don't have to light. Right, this whole discussion. Should you light? Should you not light? Me another time. We'll talk about it. But that you rely on their table. So we rely on the table of Maran, so to speak. So to speak. Yes. Shesamach alishonim. Yeah. Hanal. I need to come later. So Shulchan Aruch was going with those Yishonim that say we go with Sveta Kochavim. Look what he says. Vashem imo shelachak moto. It's a reference to what the Gemara says about David HaMelech. That Hashem imo, Hashem is with him, which means halacha is always like him. So he's saying the same thing for us. The Gemara there talks about the anava of David HaMelech. He was zochet to siyata d'shmaya, that he should always be mechaven to halacha, is always accepted. So he's saying the same thing about Maran. Hashem imo, we go with him. Now we have many Yishonim that go with it. Yes. What? Mirrors?
What do you say?
Oh, you're into the mirrors. Okay. I don't know. We'll see. B'chem pasak abach, shayur knesset ha'gdola, yadi rabam, amar mordechi, mordechai, chayi adam, ben ishchai, kaf ha'chaim, so, and many, many others. I couldn't quote everybody. And that is also...
You intentionally about the Yishlom Masas.
Harav Masas, Zatzal, what?
You could bring everybody else, but you intentionally brought him.
Of course. For people like you. Sheken alacha. You're asking for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now... So Ken Alacha L'maaseh, he agrees to this. He says L'maaseh, that's what you got to do. La'alik im sof shkia, dehainu tzedek kochavim. He says Mifurash Sof me'atzedek kochavim, and that's what Shulchan Aruch holds. And right, shekibanu arotav ve'in dvarav tzichim chizuk. Needless to say, we don't have to give support to it. It's already understood. V'kach haminag v'chen aruch le'orot. Yes. He means after Mishnah, even though Sofer Shkia is by Mishnah Shvot. Yeah, but their point, meaning the point is after that, because you can't have it that the light is it's during daytime when there's still light outside. I mean, the assumption is that after Mishnah Shvot it will be dark, and that's the point. That's when there's going to be Pesurim Nisa.
It's the fourth year of the
Shetichle regel, so you have time. Mish. No, people stay because that's how they're learning Gemara. Mish shetishka from Tzeta Kochavim. Ad shetichle regel mishuk. People are still there for a little bit until.
Does that mean that they're machloket in terms of time frame?
This is Tosfot, Chabi. This is Tosfot.
Does that mean that they're machlokes?
We don't tam.
So now we move their machloket of time to being a mitzvot machloket. Because now they're arguing.
Why?
In terms of, because now, if you depending on what you hold in terms of when the time frame is, you're basically arguing this is when people are still on the show.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Show me after. Show me after. Well, it can't be.
Okay. Why don't you trust the
person? Okay. Says. Now, next piece. That was Aleph. That's. What does Mishnah Tishka mean? We're assuming like Shulchan Aruch, it means Seta Kochavim. Now, this is going to be a big recap from this last year. We talked about the Zmanim, and it's the Kitzur Nimratz, as I wrote here. And I also wrote, look, another Shir that we had. Okay. Says in Shabbat, Lamed Aled, Tanu Rabbanan. So, just giving you the Tamtzit of the Sugya, you have to see it Be'orech. Okay. Could be Omek. Tanu Rabbanan. Bin Ashmashot, Safek Min Ayom, Safek Min Ayom, Min Alayla. Safek kulo min hayom, safek kulo min halayla. The time of Bina Shmashot is a safek. Each point of it is maybe at this point it's day, maybe at this point it's night. It could be that the whole thing is day, the whole thing is night. Matilin ato lechomer shnei yamim. The Gemara gives nafkaminot what that is. But for example, let's say Shabbat. So going into Shabbat, when you hit Bina Shmashot, you assume it's already layla. And when you exit Shabbat and you hit Bina Shmashot, you assume it's still yom. So you're machmir both ways. Yeah? Vizu ben ashmashot meshet tishka achama. When is that? Okay, it has the same keyword. Meshet tishka achama. Hechsif el yonu vishvat achton zeu laila. Okay? When it gets dark, both on the lower and topper, whatever, the upper part of the horizon, it's dark, and that's called laila. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shita Rabbi Yehuda. There's a three-way machloket there. But I'm giving you just two shitot. Rabbi Yosei Omer ben Ashashot keheref ayin. Yeah, ayin sham. Rabbi Yosei says it's actually like a short, like a blink of an eye. Ze nichnas v'ze yotze. V'yashol amod alav. That it switches. Day, night, switch, right? And you can't figure out exactly when it is. Now the Gemara says a few more details with regards to this. Anamid hey, Rabbi Yehuda amar b'shem Shmuel, shekashe nishlam ben Ashashot Rabbi Yehuda, az matchil ben Ashashot Rabbi Yosei. That it's one hour after the other. Rabbi Yehuda's time period of Bina Shmashot, right, is followed by Rabbi Yosei. So Rabbi Yehuda said Mishnah Tishka until it gets dark, and then the blink of an eye of Rabbi Yosei. So it's, according to Rabbi Yosei, that whole time of Rabbi Yehuda's Bina Shmashot is Vadayom, and then he has a blink of an eye, a second, where he says, okay, Bina Shmashot, and then Laila. We learn in the Brayta Lamed Hey, Shekashe Nirash Shlosha Kochavim Ze Laila, the Brayta there says the difference between two stars to three stars. The Amar Biyosei Shezebe Kochavim Beronim, and there's also a Brayta that says like that. It's talking about mediocre type of stars, not too small, not too big. And finally, Dat Rabbah and Lamed Aleh Shebin Hashmashot of Rabbi Yehuda is, it's a machoke there, but Rabbah holds, it is three quarters of a mil. Talta Rive Mila. And for our shiur, we're going to assume that a meal is 18 minutes. And we're going to assume, therefore, three quarters of a meal is 13 and a half minutes. And I put in the footnote that not everybody assumes minutes like that, because maybe the Gemara was just talking about Babel and Eretz Yisrael and that area. But in different areas of the world, you have to adjust. Like the Gemara says over there in the Sugya, you have to adjust based on where you are to maybe the degrees of the sun, where it is in those 13 minutes when you're at Israel, so you'd have to figure that out. But Ravada says that the minhag for us is to go with the minutes, so we're just going to assume like that. Let's go next slide. Says Tosva now in the Sugyan Shabbat that we just talked about. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam. Kashe asked Tosva the question. It's a good chazara, guys, right? Here, how long is from sunset till Tzedek Kochavim? It's only, like Rabbi said, about 13 and a half minutes. Three quarters of a meal. Rabbi Yehuda gufe, and that was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself said in Sachim, on Sali Dalid, Savar, Demishkiat Achama Tzedek Kochavim, Arba Milin. If you use the same cheshbon of 18 minutes, 4 times 18 is 72. Yeah? So is it 13 and a half minutes from sunset till Tzedek Havim, or is it 72 minutes from sunset to Tzedek Havim? It's a much longer time. V'tzedek Havim Lailahu. We know that's when night is. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, dehata mayre b'tchilat shkia. The Gemara there is talking about tchilat shkia. So these are all the lashonot we had until now. Tchilat and sof. There it's about tchilat shkia, sunset. I mean, there in Pesachim, where it's a longer time, 72 minutes. It's because we're starting earlier. We're starting from when the sun actually goes down. Shkiat Hachama. Dehacha, in Masechet Shabbat, when we're talking about Bein HaShemashot, we're talking Meshetishka, it means Misov Shkia. It means the end of Shkia. Interestingly, the Tosfot doesn't bring the Dituka Lashon like he did in Menachot that we started with. He doesn't say Meshetishka implies it. But anyway, here in our Gemara and Shabbat, it's Misov Shkia, which means, if you make the calculation, it means that it's at the other end. So 58 and a half minutes passed since sunset. Then you had the last, to get to 72, you had the last 13 and a half minutes. Yeah?
Turning those minutes to when you said lights?
And what we're saying now is right after that, right after the Shkia is done,
yes,
when it's Tzedek Kochavim, like Magen Abraham said, Ahanu, Tzedek Kochavim, then you should be lighting.
Yeah.
So before we say what to do, but according to that calculation, and this is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita that we've been going with, even on the before he said you should light at Tzedek Hachavim. So if we go like him, we should be lighting about an hour later, right? About whenever you have Shkia, then you have the 72 minutes. It's more than an hour. 72 minutes later is going to be nightfall. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so that's... Why is that a problem?
Lighting so much later. I was only walking back then.
Or lighting significantly later.
No one's going to be walking on the street by then.
I don't know.
It's Queens. I'm scared to walk on the streets.
You walk in groups. People will be walking in groups. Okay. Now, what's the Shita of the Gaonim? We know the Gaonim, Rabbeinu Tam. So Gaonim is the Pashtut of the Gemara on Shabbat. You have sunset. The Pashtut was, you have sunset, and then there's 13 and a half minutes, there's three quarters of a meal that passes, that's Bein HaShemashot, and then you have Tzedek Hachavim. And that is Shitav the Gaonim, and we spoke about the Gra being a big person on that side, a big proponent. We also said that Maram Al-Ashkar was also one. He said most Rishonim are that way. Mishnah Berurah quotes that way. The question is, though, what are they going to do with the Gemara Im Tzachim? Anyone remember? It's also on the sheet. What are they going to do with the Gemara Tzachim? 72 minutes. It's right there. In Shita Gonim. What?
Yeah. There's the time it takes for it to...
But they're not go- to so Shita Gonim, there is no Sof in Tchila. That's Rabbeinu Tam. What are they going to do with it?
The time it takes for it to go over the cover?
That's Rabbeinu Tam.
That was
Rabbeinu Tam? What? Okay, good. So the Gra says it's just giving you something that's just factual in science, but it's not giving you a halachic zman. The Gemara Pesachim is just telling you all the stars will be out at that time of 72 minutes, but it's not telling you when Zman Laila is. Zman Laila is like a Masechet Shabbat.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a Masechet Shabbat, which is after three quarters of a meal. There's like something going over my head, I can't tell. So the other answer we said. The Maram Al-Ashkar said it's not even such a kasha to begin with, because we have this all the time. The Gemara has Ika D'Amre, and they have sometimes the Tana or whoever was Choser. So it's okay, one Gemara he held this way, the other Gemara was Choser, or there's the same different things in his name. Okay, so he wasn't so bothered to begin with. Okay, now, so this last time when we spoke about the Zmanim of Rabbeinu Tam and the Geonim, so we came out being machmir at least by Tzet Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, at least for Rabbeinu Tam. And we mentioned that many, many, many Rishonim, and even from the Gaonim that are on the other side, there are proofs that some of them actually held also like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabban held like Rabbeinu Tam. And yeah, we brought Rav Haigon. Okay, so there's a Girsata Gaonim, the beginning of Brachot. There's many, many Rishonim. Rav Adya lists 18 Rishonim. And then he lists his another sefer that added in others that also said so. And it was all the household name Rishonim. So any Rishonim you can think of was basically on the list. Rambam went both ways, but according to that, yeah, very good. So the Rambam was like that, and the Rosh was like that, or at least the Chumrah. So now, what does that mean? Does that translate into Hilchot Chanukah? Do we say now, like, Seid HaKochavim for, like Rabbeinu Tam? So that's the question. Which Seid HaKochavim are we going to go with? So, look what he says. Hine Af HaPi Shedad Rav Rishonim Kedad Rabbeinu Tam. Even though the most Rishonim go with Rabbeinu Tam. V'chein Da'ad Maran HaShulchan Aruch. And even though Shulchan Aruch goes with it, which is even... I was thinking even you can bring a Raya from the one that we started with. Because if there's a Sof, Sof Shkia is a reference to Rabbeinu Tam. That's his lingo. That there's a Tchila and a Sof. Anyway, not sure why they don't... I didn't see that as being brought down as a Raya. But even though Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Mikol makom pashata minag be'eretz Yisrael kedat ha-geonim. Generally speaking, for Zmanim, we say like the Geonim. He said it's good to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. But normally, the minhag is like Geonim. Umlan katav Rav Avadya Zatzal over there in Yabi Omer, in Bet Chaf Aleph. Shera'ui lachmir l'shitat Rabbeinu Tam. Bidvarim shesh b'hem chashash doraita. We should be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam for doraita things. Kmo zman motzei Shabbat, motzei Yom Kippurim. When it comes to things like Archamur, like Surei Karet, we should be careful to keep like Rabbeinu Tam. Aval kan, by Chanukah, it's not. It's the Rabbanan. He even said by Shabbat, if you don't want to keep the Rabbeinu Tam all the way, you could just keep Shabbat lenient deoraitas. But the Drabanan, you could be lenient. So same thing would follow here. Here, Chanukah is a din Drabanan. So for Chanukah, you can assume like the Geonim, and that's like what the Minahag was. This is a very funny thing. Shulchan Aruch himself was telling us, you light Chanukah candles by Tzet. He might not necessarily be doing this by sunset. He'll tell you Tzet HaKochavim, like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Yet, we're going to say, but because the Minhag is to go like Geonim's timeline, so we're kind of mixing. We're saying like Shulchan Aruch, you light by Tzet HaKochavim, but which one? We'll do like the Minhag. Tzet HaKochavim is earlier like the Geonim. It's very interesting. Okay, so that's what we do. V'yesh la'agel. Now, they add in, he adds in, and Rabbi Tzak says, and Rabbi David says, you should be me'agel the time. So 13 and a half minutes, what's me'agel? You round up, round off. Yeah, so instead of 13 and a half, he says, assume like 15 minutes, 1 second. Achar shchia. Why? So look in footnote 5. Torah Demodim is Rabbi David. He says, because even though you're kind of gaining time, because if you do in the winter, the Shoz Maniot are shorter, yeah? Because the daytime is shorter. But he says, but we're really supposed to be Choshesh for Rabbi Yosei in the Machoket of when is Ben HaShmashot. So we're always supposed to go to Chumrah. So Rabbi Yehuda and then Rabbi Yosei, we said, right? The Keref Ayin of Rabbi Yosei is right after Rabbi Yehuda's 13 and a half minutes. So we should actually be waiting a moment after 13 and a half minutes, which kind of pushes it off a little bit. And Rabbi Tzak Yosef added in, he says, also we want to be careful in case your watch is not precise. He said, Chaval to lose a mitzvah, if you do it early, we'll see soon, it's not so pashut that you're yote. So if you do early and your watch, because your watch is off by a minute, it's not kedai. So therefore, so you kind of push it off a few minutes. So to 15 minutes. You have a question? Or we answered it? We answered it. Okay, great. Great. Still, when it comes to now, what do you do on Motzei Shabbat? We say by Chanukah. So now we have a clash. We have Doraita of Shabbat, but you have the Derbanan of Chanukah. So Chanukah, we say we go to Geonim. Shabbat. Oh, yeah. We'll see why it's even a bigger chidush because you might end up missing the Zman point to Rambam, maybe. But you might get it still. I don't know if you see. If you're keeping Rabbeinu Tam anyways, so keep doing that. Motzei Shabbat, and light only afterwards, the 72 minutes, because we're scared of Yisur Skila, we hold the Rabbeinu Tam. And if you want to look in the bottom, the Ikur of Moshe also says that if you hold like a Rabbeinu Tam, you should be doing that for Motzei Shabbat as well. Okay. Any questions on this? Great. Okay. Now, how about if I want to be Magdim? I want to light early. Right now, we just said you light at Tzedek V'Chavim. So there are... Earlier, right, he quoted... Good. Excellent. We're going to see in a second a little bit more about that, but... For example, a person knows he's going somewhere. Maybe he has a flight. And he's not going to be able to light in time.
This is night seder.
And he has no shliach at home. Or let's say a person has a surgery. And he just doesn't know. You know when? What?
Who said you can test them during the day?
Shulchan Aruch. It says if you miss this night, it's over. Game over. I didn't put it on the sheet, but Shulchan Aruch says it. Okay. It's a good thing I saw that. I saw that one today. It's a good thing I saw that one today. Okay.
Right there, Chuck.
So now, says the Rambam, Dalet Hey, in Madlikin Erol Chanukah Kodem Shetishkah Chama, you may not light before Shkia. Again, we said it's a machok, I had to learn the Rambam, if he means Tzedek V'Chavim or Shkia Mamash, sunset. Elaim Shkiata. You got to do it by whenever that proper time is, but not before. Lo Me'acharim V'lo Makdimin. Do not delay, do not do it after, but do not do it earlier. Shachach o hezid v'lo yedlikim shkiat hachamah. I'm just putting this in Agav, because what we just learned. If he forgot, or purposely, he didn't light at that time, madlik v'olech ad shetichle regel minashuk. Look what the Rambam says. You only have until shetichle regel minashuk. How much is that? Komo chatzi sha'o yeter. There's different ways to learn the Rambam. Many assume like mamash, half an hour. Okay. Avar zman zeh eno madlik. Some say based on the time and place where you are. If you're in the city that never sleeps, so you have all the time you need. But yeah, okay. For some reason, in different places, Rav Adin, Rav David, I saw, they always assume half an hour in the Shita of Rama. Okay, even though he says, oh, yeter. Okay, but anyway, so that means according to Rambam, you only have the half an hour slot. And if you miss it, you miss it. Finished. Yeah? Which is very interesting because if you say it depends, now it really matters. Did the Rama mean from Shkia, right, Mamash, sunset, or he meant the 72 minutes? Right? And you might miss the Zman, right? You might miss the Zman from one to the other. It's amazing. Okay, anyway, fine.
What are minutes in the street for?
That's what's so pretty.
I don't know. Not sure. Let's give you that. Let's say Shah's Manio. That makes it worse. That makes it worse because the minutes are shorter. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Says the Ran. The Ran's going to give us two different Pirushim. When the Gemara said, Ad shetichle regel min hashuk, lav lemem shelo yeh rashai ladlik kodem zman zeh. Sorry, when it says Mishetishka, it's not to say that you're not allowed to do it earlier. So you see, so far, not like the Rambam. Not to say you can't do it earlier. You could do it earlier. Look what he says. His raya is from Shabbat. The Shabbat yochiach shetzarich ladlik kodem shkiat hachamah. The Rabba, the Amar Shel Perkin, shetishka hachamah aviv ben shmashot. According to Rabba, who says from shkia is ben shmashot. So then you can't do it. You can't do it on for the leil Shabbat, for the erev Shabbat lighting rather. Yeah, on erev Shabbat, Friday when you're lighting. You can't wait till Mishetishka because it's going to be Shabbat already. So what do you do? So he said. So the Ran says, "Oh, Raya, you can light early." And they're okay. Elai Kara Mitzvah Kamar. The Gemara said, "You light Mishetishka Chama." It meant the main time for lighting is then, but there's room to light early. The main time is then. Not that you can only light from then. The Rambam was really not like that. The Rambam was saying. You may not be makdim, but the Ran is saying no. Maybe it's just telling you the ikar is man, but erev Shabbat is mochiach. It's not like that. Elikar mitzvah kamar. Vim ratzalat di makdim. If he wants, he could go early. He could light early. Ava mi divrei ba'al halachot zal nira'ad davka nakam meshitishka chama. So he says, but it seems like he's going davka. It sounds like the Ran is going like that. Yeah. The Ran holds like the Ramban, which is like Rabbeinu Tam, which means.
Then you could do
yeah. So, but he. So again, His mishat tishkar chama is now shifted over. It's all the shita tam, so he's going to have to shift that over also, and he's going to tell you that the lighting should be by shkia, meaning after by tzedek chachamim mishat tishka. You're going to be lighting earlier than the zman that the Gemara is telling you. Either way, that's the point. I thought your same question, but yeah, the Ran is the one that quotes the Ramban, who says like Rabbeinu Tam. By Tosefet Shabbat, that's where you see it in the Ramban, that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, says the Torah Tamuadim of David Yosef. V'inem lashon haShulchan Aruch Hanal Shesatam Keshitat Rambam. So the first part of Shulchan Aruch we quoted earlier. If you flip back, we had it. The beginning lashon. Let's just find it. It says, "In the word sof," but that's a quotation of the Rambam. That's the Rambam, right? You do not do later, not do earlier. Okay, so he started off like the Rambam. Who's pointing to that? You're pointing to that. Yesh Misha Omer. Yes, Solodano was saying Yesh Misha Omer is the other shita. It's like Stam Yesh Omrim. So he's going like, is that what you said? He's going like the Rambam. Yeah? That's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just now. Yeah, again, if you look back in Shulchan Aruch, he's starting off with the Rambam. And he says, do not go earlier, do not do later. And then he says, Yesh Misha Omer, you can go back, you can peel back till Plag Mincha. So if he's two opinions, the Stam versus Yesh Misha Omer, he's going with the Stam. Okay. It sounds like if you went earlier, it doesn't work. All the Rishonim that we started with, the Rabbeinu Tam, all the Sefer Yashar, we had all of them that said that if you light during the day, it's like, yeah, it's like a flame during the daytime. It does absolutely nothing. Mashma, that if you did that, you did nothing. You weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. Mikol Makom Katav Achida. So hear this out. Chida says she'efshar she'en machloke ben yeshomim l'stam. It's possible that it's not really machloke. El she'aramba amayre beruba de'alma she'en am terudim. Rambam was talking about, generally speaking, most people that they're not busy at that time, they should not be makdim. But maybe he would agree that if someone was makdim because he is busy, it's okay. Ketvu harbe achorim she'beshad adachak yesh lesmoch al hamekilim she'mutar la'akdim. And some say b'shat adachak he could be somech on that. However, mikom akom nirash she'en lesmoch al zeh, says Rav David, you may not be somech on this. If you know you have a party, you have something to go to, you're not going to make it back, you have no one to light for you, do not be somech on this. Do not light early. That's what he's saying. Do not do that. From plaga mincha, feel mikom tzorech. Even if he has a big need, he's traveling, whatever it is, he may not. Berakim yesh chashash batel gam min mitzvah. If there's really mamash no other way, and maybe it's just not going to happen at all, so then light early. Right, yadik bin plaga mincha below bracha. Sachei brachot. No bracha, yeah?
Did we say that I could light till the Shabbat?
Yes. Okay. Vadai shekeyotze baze, we're going to get to that in the end. Shekeyotze baze im yachol adik bizmana yedei shaliach, adiv sheyase ken. For sure, if you could do it through a shaliach, you should. The guy has a flight, the guy comes home late from work. What?
You got an Isha?
Even Isha. So this is an interesting thing, because sometimes they don't want to do it. Oh, I want to wait for my husband to come. If you can, that's preferable to light on the Zman. Let's say even Stam, the guy's coming home late, even if he has time later. He's coming home late. It's actually better, halachically, to have a shliach, have his wife light for him. Yeah? Okay, for some reason she's not going to do it. She doesn't want to, whatever. Okay, so deal with it. Well, you have to light when you come back. You have to light when you come back. But if she could, that's better. Of course, you know, she'll light, but fine.
If something it's like her burning the food.
Okay, yeah. V'shuv ra'iti sh'af maran achida. Now look what he says. Then David says, but then I saw that even the chida, so it's like, hey, the chida said you could be somech. But even the chida, hadar tavrelek zizeh. You know what that means? He broke his grip. his tight grip, he broke it, meaning he was chozer. He retracted. B'sifro kisera chamim al masechet sofrim. So therefore, the maskana, even according to the chida, you may not light early. That's what he's saying. Don't learn Shulchan Aruch that maybe the Rambam was just saying for the Rovam, most people who are not tarud, but really maybe you agree in din. When he says don't do it, no, really the Rambam means keep shuto, don't do it. If you do it early, it doesn't work. And that's Shulchan Aruch. That's the Stam. Ayan ol b'torat amodim d'b'diabad imidli kodem plaga mincha. Let's say a person did that. He didn't listen to the shiur, and he lit before plaga mincha. Yachzor v'yadlik v'zman ra'ui b'bracha. So then, if he lit before plag, he should do it again with the bracha. If he lit after plag but before shkia, then yachzor l'adlik b'lo bracha. He did it in a time where it's kind of a safek zone. He really should light again. However, no bracha because safek brachot. Now, continuing the story here. You okay?
How many
shittos
you can do it with
plaga mincha? What do you mean, how many
shittos? If that's if you don't, but who cares? If that's if you don't, we don't have to like it.
No, it's not that. We said, where was it? We had it earlier. Not sure. I'm not sure, but it's not one. It's not just one shita. Pretty sure. Okay. Says Shulchan Aruch now. B'diavad shelo idlik toch chatzi sha'ah. Mitzedek lachuyim. Let's say he missed the half an hour point. The Rambam said. This should probably should be dalid. Add that in. The Rambam said what?
You're on the bottom. That means you haven't eaten the whole night.
Yeah.
Is that misplaced?
No, it's good. We're gonna say it now anyway. Oh, yeah. We're going to say it now. So, b'diavad, if a person missed the half an hour mark, so we said again, the Rambam said that the Zman is only mishatishka ad shetichle. After ad shetichle, once that, we'll call it half an hour, once the half an hour is over, it's game over. There's no mitzvah anymore. And we mentioned that Shulchan Aruch was quoting that Rambam. So now what? Says Shulchan Aruch, shachach lo'ezi v'lo idlik im shkiyat hachama madlik v'olech. Then you have until shetichle regel min hashuk, which is half an hour. Right? That's a quotation from, that was like the Rambam, right?
Yep.
Now, umihu, Shulchan Aruch adds in some words here. However, animile lechatchila, you should light within that half an hour, so ideally by tzedek lachuyim, or at least within that half an hour. Alim abar ze azman ve'lo idlik madlik ve'olech kol ha'layla. We didn't bring it here, but there are rishonim who argue on the Rambam that say even past that time you have all night, because there's whatever the reason is, there's pirsum nes, or the ikar mitzvah was moved indoors for different reasons, and therefore the ikar mitzvah is still there all night. They do say it's better if you can have someone look at it, maybe wake someone up, whatever it is, if it's late. But you could still make you could do the lighting all night, right? So let's just recap everything 1 second, and then we'll have maybe just one thought to share. Maskana, it comes out from everything. Yotzei mikol hanal, right? Mikol ha'amur. Shlechachila, when is the best time to light? Miyah betzitu kochavim, shugore b'sha'a achar shkia, about 15 minutes after shkia, like the geonim. If you can't make it exactly then, at least within that 30 minutes, because then you also are hopping the Rambam. You also get that shita. If you miss that, b'diavad, it's okay. But don't go earlier. And if you went later, if you missed half an hour, you could even say bracha all night. There's a lot more on the topic. There's a lot more about zmanim, a lot more about... what's the order? Should you pray our beat first? Perhaps we'll talk about it a different time. Also about Bachorim. Should you light? Should you not light? We talked about it a little bit earlier. I just want to leave you with the one thought about Hanukkah. I always think about this time. This time of year, when you look outside, there's many kinds of lights. There's our lights and there's their lights. Even the Ner Ishu Beito, we have one simple light. Look, we just spoke an hour about one of the one aspect of the lights. You know how much Torah there is on Chanukah? And if you were to ask them, the Minehem, what's the point of your light? No, typically, you probably get a short or a shallow type of answer, but never a shiur, never an hour, never depth or any omek. It's nice, whatever, it's beautiful, it's pretty. One of our lights is omek of omek of omek of hours of Torah. Just think about it. All mitzvot are really like that. If you ask things that the culture around us does, a lot of times it's a shallow thing. But look at the aura of Torah, look how deep it is. So it's just something to think about. And that's in face of Yevanim, in face of the things we have around us, to appreciate even a beautiful one simple light is much more powerful than all the other lights.
Thank you, everyone,
for joining us. Thank you. Oh, you're always catching me up.